My name's Dan, and I've lived in Landshipping for 13 years. Our house is about 100 metres up from Landshipping Ferry Slip. The slip's where a ferry used to run for hundreds of years across to Picton Ferry on the other side of the Eastern Cleddai. The river here's an estuary. When the tide's in, it's about 400 metres of water. When the tide's out, it's just a thin strip of water and masses of mud. I still take the route across from Landshipping Ferry to Picton Ferry in my kayak as part of a commute to work. I leave my bike on the Picton Ferry side, and from there I cycle on to work in Haverford West. It saves quite a long commute. From here up to the bridging point and round to Haverford West, it's 13 miles. Direct across the river, it's only 5. It's great canoeing across the river. You see loads of things you wouldn't normally see. Birds, fish, as well as the sun sparkling on the water. I normally cross about 7:30 in the morning. When it's dark, when the clocks have changed, I can't really do it. There's not enough daylight. It's a bit risky crossing when it's quite dark. Particularly in spring or in autumn, you see some fantastic sights. The sun's either setting or rising across the water. The geese are memorable too. Sometimes you get 200 in one go flying up the river. The swans are regular. There's a pair of them that live close to our house, and every year you see them building a nest. It never works. They always build it far too close to the river and it gets flooded out. There's a few people I see, not every day, but regularly. People with boats going down to check their moorings and that sort of thing, as well as dog walkers on the other side. What's great about the river is it's always changing. The light's always changing, the level of the river is always changing, and the weather's often quite different. It can be nice in the morning and absolutely foul in the evening.